Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. It's 22 days until Christmas Day. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you about gift giving. Gift giving comes in many forms, including physical gifts, both big and small, gifts of time and gifts of service, Christmas cards, and more. As I coach people about Christmas planning, gifts continue to be a stress factor during the holidays. Recently, during a coaching session, the topic of gift giving came up in relation to trying to be, quote, fair. I decided to dig deeper into this topic and wanted to share my thoughts with you on what I am calling gift-giving styles. Growing up, my mother always had 10 gifts for all of us. Now understand, I'm an only child to my mother, but I did have step-siblings throughout the years, and my mother always had 10 gifts for each of us. And when I married and had children, she continued this. Did she spend the same amount on all of us? No. For my mother, it was about finding 10 gifts that each person would love and cherish. It might be a bag of their favorite candy or a book they were wanting. She shopped all year long to find just the perfect gifts. When she died, she already had purchased many gifts for the upcoming Christmas. So that was an example of one type of gift giving, the number of gifts for each person. Another example or style would be the amount of money spent on each person. In our family, we did this with the children growing up with what they could ask Santa for. Santa sent us a bill and we still had to pay for the items. We limited the children to $50 for their wish list, and it could either be one big item or several small items. The choice was theirs. To many people, the amount of money is a fair way to buy gifts. Those are just two examples of gift-giving styles, and no style is right or wrong. You just need to decide what style and how you want to give gifts. It is different for different people. Once you've decided how you will be giving gifts to your family, you might want to communicate this with them so they understand what you're doing. And remember, they do not have to do the same. Their style may be different than yours. When we talk about being fair, there's one person many of us forget about having make a list. You! It is actually not fair to those around you for you to not have a gift list of some kind, even if it contains things such as watch a movie with me or make dinner one night. You know, those things that cost no money, only a person's time. Now, I recommend you keep a gift list page in the front of your Christmas organizing notebook so all year long you can write down things as you think of them. If you're an Amazon user, use their gift list feature. It really does help. So, get out a piece of paper and make your gift list so when your family asks what you want, you have a list for them. It is only fair because you expect them to give you a list. The last thing I want to share about today is Christmas cards. I know many people have given up sending them, but many people still do. I send them as a way to say, I'm thinking about you during the Christmas season. One struggle I have is finding time to address my cards. What I have found that helps me is to take 10 cards and drop them in my purse or bag along with my addresses, and as I have time, pull them out and address them. It might be at a doctor's office or waiting in the school carpool line. Anytime I have a few minutes to work on them. Now, many of us do not want to go to the post office during December as the lines are long, so consider buying stamps online or at your grocery store to save time. The stamps cost the same everywhere, and if you buy them online through USPS.com, they deliver them right to your door. One fun thing to include in your Christmas card is a personalized search a word puzzle with hints. I create them for any of my Candy Cane Club members who want one. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we will be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I've created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. The forms are available to Candy Cane Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All Patreon members receive early access to our podcast, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas. Your membership allows us to keep the Christmas Organizing website free of annoying banner and pop-up ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information. And don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.